blacktop hills. Working in the grind is an uphill road. I'm punching that clock and carrying that load. I'm busted all week and then I'm free. The weekend belongs to me.
Because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Sam Bankman-Fried, the former head of the cryptocurrency company FTX, sentenced today to 25 years in prison for defrauding customers out of billions. ABC's Aaron Kutursky is in Lower Manhattan.
Part of the reason for the lengthy sentence was to disable, as the judge put it, Bankman-Fried's ability to commit another crime, at least for the foreseeable future. Bankman-Fried acknowledged that he had failed, that he had made some mistakes, but the judge said he did not find Bankman-Fried to be remorseful.
Bankman-Fried is appealing his conviction. The NTSB is interviewing crew members of the cargo ship that slammed into the Key Bridge in Baltimore, causing it to collapse, and reviewing recorders found on board. Two more bodies were recovered. Four other maintenance workers are presumed dead. It's opening day for Major League Baseball. Teams across the country matched up, but rain has postponed some of those games, including the New York Mets and Philadelphia Phillies. This is ABC News. Avian flu detected in dairy cattle in Texas and Kansas.
Routine testing of milk cows on a pair of Texas panhandle ranches turned up bird flu.
This is a disease introduction that is very unusual.
Unusual but not unheard of, says Gary Joyner of the Texas Farm Bureau. Avian flu has also been found on two dairy farms in Kansas. And while it can reduce a cow's output,
when milk is processed, that itself kills viruses like avian influenza.
Agriculture officials say the milk-drinking public is not in danger. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
It is unclear how cows became infected. Cases of mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, are on the rise in the U.S. According to the CDC, the numbers of cases are nearly double what they were at this time last year. Mpox usually spreads via close contact, including through skin-to-skin, bodily fluids, or during pregnancy. A vaccine is available and recommended for those who are at higher risk of developing the virus. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, sunshine, temps in the low 30s. For tonight, mostly clear and a low around 16. Slight chance of rain tomorrow afternoon, otherwise partly sunny, with highs in the mid-40s. Rain is likely Friday night with a low of 33. Saturday, clouds and a high of 43. For Sunday, chance of rain, otherwise mostly cloudy, a high of 47. And rain likely on Monday, 48. It's 30 at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Neupert. The man accused of stabbing a woman in her Fond du Lac home last week was allegedly in the country illegally. Ted Allen has more.
50-year-old Fermin Lopez Mendoza made his initial court appearance Wednesday. Lopez Mendoza is charged with attempted homicide after allegedly stabbing the woman in the stomach on Friday. The victim claims there's an extensive history of domestic violence with Lopez Mendoza. Homeland Security confirmed to the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office that Lopez Mendoza is illegally in the United States. His cash bond was set at $2 million.
A jury has cleared the state DCI investigator who shot a Madison drug suspect back in 2022. It took the jury less than 2 hours to find DCI agent Mark Wagner not guilty of second-degree recklessly endangering safety. Wagner shot Quadron Wilson during a drug bust on Madison's east side. Wilson was unarmed at the time. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hickswood Post-Frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hickswood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hickswood.com or call 715-644-0765.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durand. And List Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, changing the way you experience health care. Find out more at provisions.health. The Durand City Council has approved next-level excavating for the reconstruction project of 6th Avenue East. The contract approved last night is for just over $192,000 and will include resurfacing of the street and improvements to the sidewalks on the school side of the street. That project will begin when the school year ends for Durand, Arkansas schools. Changes are coming to Elsevia Co-op. In a press release yesterday, the co-op announced that it would be selling its HVAC divisions in Durand and Cottage Grove. The Durand division has been sold to Hurlburt Heating, AC, and Plumbing, while the Cottage Grove location was sold to Action Plumbing, Air Conditioning, and Electric. Elsevia officials say the sale of the HVAC divisions will allow Elsevia to continue their focused growth in the core areas of agronomy, animal nutrition, energy, grain, information technology, and input financing. A man from Menominee accused of making threats at his workplace that resulted in a lockdown will get probation. Garrett Kinzer was accused of trying to get his coworkers to help him make bombs to burn down their workplace, Phillips MedSize. He was also accused of threatening to throw a coworker into a meat grinder. Kinzer was accused of terroristic threats, but took a plea deal for two lesser charges. He will be on probation for a year and a half and will have to pay court costs. Bagged milk is on its way out at Quick Trip. The company yesterday said it would stop selling milk in bags in May. Quick Trip's John McHugh said customers prefer their milk in jugs. Quick Trip has sold milk in bags for about 40 years, and McHugh says they will offer to bag milk customers a special deal while supplies last. The Upper Mississippi Waterway Association has tabbed Gary Williams to lead that organization. Williams comes to UMWA with 35 years of experience in transportation, business development, and merchandising of commodities. In addition to Williams, UMWA is requesting ideas for strategic planning from its membership. The board is looking for member input, including a request for member profiles. Now, the Upper Mississippi Waterway Association is an association of waterway operators, shippers, and other waterway interests working together to promote the economic and environmental benefits of water transportation here in the Upper Midwest. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
And we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamsuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
The Durand, Arkansas School Board will be holding a special meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion with the Wisconsin Association of School Boards on the search for a new superintendent, the appointment of an individual to make statements regarding school complaints, and then the board will go into closed session to discuss the procedure regarding an employee complaint filed with the district. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 p.m. at the boardroom at Durand, Arkansas High School. Calling it a historic day, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was at Great River Organic Milling in Fountain City Tuesday to announce the first ever commercially available product as a result of the USDA Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities. Columbia Grain International, owner of the Great River facility, along with AgriCapture, joined forces to introduce a long grain rice using climate smart practices. Vilsack says this is exactly what the partnership is designed to do.
The ability to receive an incentive payment to embrace climate smart practices, the ability of folks to create a market opportunity that creates a premium product and a premium price for the farmer, and for consumers to have the assurance that what they're using their consuming dollar for is supporting climate smart rice production with technology that is reducing methane, eliminating a significant amount of water used in the process, which has immediate impacts on climate. And as we deal with water scarce challenges around the world, will certainly lead to American leadership in rice production.
The rice is grown on 30,000 acres in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, and uses a combination of flooding fields, then letting the field dry out, thus reducing methane emissions and water usage by 50%, along with increasing carbon capture. The rice is currently available through Enrich Foods via Amazon. The company's planning on having the rice available at grocery stores by the end of the year. Another local prosecutor says he will not file charges in connection to a campaign finance case tied to Robin Voss's 2022 opponent. St. Croix County's District Attorney Carl Anderson yesterday said he would not move ahead with the charges against two locals for how they allegedly redirected money to the Adam Steen campaign. Wisconsin's Ethics Commission suggested the charges in the case. Investigators claim State Representative Janelle Brangen, Steen, and others conspired to move money around Wisconsin's campaign donation limits to benefit Steen when he ran against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss back in 2022. Prosecutors in Chippewa and Florence County have also passed on filing charges. The Ethics Commission has said Wisconsin's Attorney General can take the case if local prosecutors opt to not file charges. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Rochester Community and Technical College will offer a new degree in cybersecurity this fall. The college announced the new Associate of Applied Science program yesterday. The degree is designed to help those looking for immediate employment in the cybersecurity industry, as well as those looking to transfer to a four-year college for additional study. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikans.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
Ball four, take your base.
The only thing worse than a pitcher running out of gas on the mound is your old phone running out of storage for your photos in the stands.
Goodbye, home run!
Switch to Verizon and get a great deal on a new iPhone 15 Pro with tons of storage for all the ballpark pics you want. Just trade in your iPhone, any model, in any condition, so you'll feel like you're winning, even when your team's not. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for a great deal on iPhone 15 Pro with Unlimited Ultimate and get iPad and Apple Watch SE with eligible service plan, only on Verizon.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, sunshine, temps in the low 30s. For tonight, mostly clear and a low around 16. Slight chance of rain tomorrow afternoon, otherwise partly sunny, with highs in the mid-40s. Rain is likely Friday night with a low of 33. Saturday, clouds and a high of 43. For Sunday, chance of rain, otherwise mostly cloudy, a high of 47. And rain likely on Monday, 48. It's 30 at our studios.
Bad weather already wreaking havoc in Major League Baseball. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Opening day is here, but the Brewers-Mets matchup in New York has been pushed back to Friday with heavy rain in the forecast. The Phillies and Braves also moved to Friday. Brewers pitching depth taking another hit. Rookie left-hander Robert Gasser has been sidelined for the immediate future with a bone spur in his left elbow. Gasser was reassigned to minor league camp, but he was expected to be called up to help the Brewers this season. Craig Counsell also makes his Cubs debut in Texas against the defending world champion Rangers tonight. Four games on tap in the NCAA Sweet 16 in Los Angeles. Arizona takes on Clemson and North Carolina battles Alabama. In Boston, it's UConn against San Diego State and Iowa State squares off against Illinois. Marquette will play tomorrow. The Bucks are back at it tonight. They're in New Orleans to face the Pelicans. Bucks coming off a double overtime loss to the Lakers. Guard Patrick Beverley of the Bucks has a torn ligament in his right wrist and will need surgery to repair the injury. Recovery time is 3 to 4 months. Beverley has not said if he'll have that surgery right away. He could try to
play through the pain. Hockey Badgers have one final practice day today before facing Quinnipiac in the NCAA regional semifinals in Providence tomorrow. It's been a couple of weeks since the Badgers were upset in the opening round of the Big Ten tournament. Head coach Mike Hastings.
I will tell you, the sting hung around for a while, but I'll credit our leadership group in regrouping our entire roster and saying, hey, you know what? We're going to have to move on to the next one, and this is how we're going to have to prepare for it. We did that together, and I thought those guys have actually done a really good job at controlling what they get to control.
Badger AJ Storr plans to declare for the 2024 NBA draft, but is still maintaining his eligibility to play another season of college basketball. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Cindric seeks an uptick in performance this weekend in Richmond. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NASCAR history.
Denny wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
Told by the people who made that history.
President Reagan was there. He got us on the front page, and we got him in the sports page. It was a good trade-off from that standpoint.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast The Road to Royalty. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 50 Years of MRN. The 1993 season. Junior's Journey and more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
Team Penske driver Austin Cindric will be the first to admit that the three-quarter mile Richmond Raceway in Virginia has been a weak point in the still early years of his Cup Series career. In five races there, he has not yet finished among the top 10, with a best of 12th 2 years ago. Cindric says it's a tough track to find the handle as a new driver.
It's a tough track, but I really do enjoy Richmond. So I am looking forward to going there. I kind of get our heads wrapped around the short track package a little bit. So certainly not discouraged, but it's a racetrack where you can't hide if you have a weakness.
The Cup Series will race at the Richmond Raceway on Sunday with a green flag set for just after 7 p.m. Eastern time. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Check your new baby chicks to make sure they don't have poopy butts. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's a problem that's harmful to their fragile health and has to be dealt with so you don't lose them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
The first droppings from newly hatched baby chicks are naturally sticky, but stress and other factors can make it a real problem. Feces that aren't the right consistency will stick to the bird on the vent area and clog up their system. It's called pasting, but also known as pasty butt or poopy butt. If it's not treated, it can actually be fatal for the chick. Sheila Purdom is an extension poultry specialist at the University of Nebraska. She says a common cause of pasting is overheating in the brooder. Another is dehydration. Without water in their system, the chicks can't digest their food properly. The droppings will harden and stick to their little tushes.
Getting that water into a little baby chick is very important because it has dehydrated a little bit during the hatching process and shipment. So dip the beak into a water and make sure that they're starting on the water as quickly as possible.
Treating a pasting problem is unpleasant, but not difficult. All you need to do is put on some latex gloves, gather up some patience, and clear the vent area so the bird can defecate normally.
If you can, gently get the dry manure off the vent with your fingers, that's fine. That will work to help get things going again. Think of it as kind of a hemorrhoid with a little bit of manure on there. It's going to hurt the little chick when you first take it off, the tender tissue, so a little bit of mineral oil might help.
Dipping the chick's rear end in a bowl of lukewarm water is another way to loosen up a crusty problem. Check your chicken butts every day for at least 10 days. Purdom says with the right brooder temperature, plenty of water, and good nutrition, you shouldn't see any more pasty butts. Learn more about treating chicks with a pasting problem at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she actually, she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text GOOD to 511-511. Text GOOD to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
29 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets are lower. April down 9 to 15.55. May down 12 to 15.93. June down 11 to 16.66. July down 2 at 17.50. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, they were higher today. Barrels up 3/4 to 142 and 3/4. 40-pound blocks up 1 to 141 and 3/4. 7 trade a barrel, 6 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1/4 to 284 and 1/4, 4 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 112, 1 trade on the day. Dry whey steady at 40 and 1/4, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets, they are moving mostly higher today as the selling is starting to run its course as the sell-off was overdone, especially in the live cattle market. Now, feeder cattle, though, they're moving mostly lower as we still have some concerns about cash. Hog markets, so they're moving mostly higher. A lot of positioning ahead of that hogs and pigs report. April live cattle up 70 cents to 184.30. June up 82 cents to 179.50. August up 90 cents to 177.57. March feeder cattle down 40 cents to 247.65. April down 42 cents to 246.45. May down 30 cents to 247.97. at the Chicago Board of Trade. Double-digit gains in the corn markets. Wheat and soybeans also higher after the prospective planting and quarterly stocks report was released. For corn, the prospective planting was at 90 million bushels below the trade guess of 92 million bushels. Now, soybeans were slightly higher than the average trade guess, and wheat was slightly lower than the average trade's guess. Now, the ending stocks, corn ending stocks, were lower than what the trade was estimating. Meanwhile, soybeans, they were slightly higher. Wheat was also slightly higher, but overall, the strength in corn and wheat's really helping soybeans, also moving mostly higher as well today. May corn now up 19 and a half to 446 and a quarter. July up 19 and a quarter to 458 and a half. September up 18 and a half to 467. New crop up 17 and a half to 479 and three quarters. May beans up 3 to 1195 and a half. July up 2 and three quarters to 1209 and a quarter. August up 3 to 1208. New crop up 6 and a half to 1190. Now May soybean meal down 50 cents to 338.50. While May soybean oil up 20 cents to 47.87. Chicago wheat, May up 19 and three quarters to 567 and a quarter. July up 19 and a half to 582 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, May up 3 3/4 to 654 and three quarters. July up 6 to 663 and a quarter. Energy markets today, they are moving sharply higher with triple digit gains in the crude oil markets. May up $1.42 to 82.77. July up $1.30 to 82.08. April gas now up 6 cents to 274, May up 4 cents to 271. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. There are 40% fewer wheat farms now in the United States than before. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without Fairness for Farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
USDA's Economic Research Service reported that the number of U.S. wheat farms has dropped substantially over time. Ryan Hanrahan, FarmDoc social media manager and farm policy news editor at the University of Illinois, took a look at the numbers in the March Wheat Outlook report.
They put together a little feature article, as they do in these outlooks every once in a while, and this month was covering a 40% decline in the number of wheat farms in the United States since 2002. This data comes from the Census of Agriculture, of course, that came out recently and shows that decline over the last 20 years. The larger wheat farms, specifically 3,000 to 5,000 acre and larger category, saw some increases over those 20 years, while a lot of those smaller, maybe more family type farms, are just those 100 to 500 acre farms are really where those decreases were concentrated.
Losing that many wheat farms over time put a dent in U.S. wheat production.
The decline that they point back to about 2008, 2009, when there was a 2.5 billion bushel production in those years. And since the 2017 census, now wheat production hasn't topped 2 billion bushels, and they really point to the decline in planted acreage there and harvested acreage, particularly that 2008-09 year again had 56 million acres, they say, and down to a low of 35.5 million acres harvested here in 2022-23.
Wheat has become more of a rotational crop that gets mixed in with corn and beans.
It really just kind of talks about how it's a crop that's really become mixed more in with both corn and soybeans, and that's kind of led to a decline in wheat production, just given that corn and soybeans typically find themselves to be a bit more profitable. They list some data in here that all three of the crops, wheat, corn, and soybeans, have increased in their value of production from 2017 to the 2022 Census of Ag. The increases for corn and soybeans are quite more significant than what farmers have seen for wheat.
The drop in production came in many of the different classes of wheat.
There's certainly some different percentages in there. Durham wheat saw the largest wheat production, they say, with about a 60% decline from the 2002 data that they talk about to the 2022 data. But the others certainly have declines as well. Spring wheat, it says, is about a 43% reduction from the 2002 census there as well.
Ryan Hanrahan with FarmDoc at the University of Illinois. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Francis Scott Key Bridge at Baltimore collapsed this week. Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, says the Port of Baltimore exported over 142,000 metric tons of soybeans in 2020, that with the most recent data available. There are no reported soybean exports via bulk vessel, he said. The port imported 172,000 metric tons of soybeans via container and 34,000 tons of soybeans in bulk vessels. Now, in contrast, the Mississippi Gulf region, the top export region for soybeans, accounted for 35.4 million metric tons of soybeans by bulk. The top five agriculture products handled at the Port of Baltimore include sugar, soybeans, grain, coffee, and grocery items. While it's not a significant port region for soybeans and grain, it's a significant resource for the broader economy. Steenhooks adds, it underscores the reality that the ports serving as the origins and destinations for global commerce can be vulnerable. Groups like the Renewable Fuels Association, Growth Energy, and the National Corn Growers Association and others sent a letter to the Environmental Protection Agency on E15. The groups are asking Administrator Michael Regan to swiftly issue an emergency waiver for E15 sales. New and ongoing world conflicts continue to pose risks for the U.S. energy supply, the letter stated. In addition to the Ukrainian conflict, the recent conflict in the Middle East presents additional challenges to America's energy security. To remedy the disruptions in the global energy markets, stabilize gasoline prices for consumers, and support domestic energy security, the groups urged EPA to quickly authorize the summer sale of gasoline blended with up to 15% ethanol. The consumer cost savings that resulted from allowing the year-round sale of E15, even temporarily, are well established, the groups add. Consumers have saved 10 to 30 cents a gallon during recent waivers. USDA is investing up to $22 million in partnerships that expand access to conservation technical assistance for livestock producers and increase the use of conservation practices on grazing land. The Natural Resources Conservation Service will accept proposals through its Grazing Lands Conservation Initiative through May 26th. Privately owned grazing lands cover nearly 30% of the national landscape, which means we have a tremendous opportunity to conserve natural resources through voluntary private land conservation, said NRCS Chief Terry Cosby. NRCS enlists a wide variety of conservation practices to help livestock producers. He also says the partnerships will help expand the footprint of conservation grazing lands. Project proposals for the agreements will identify and address barriers to accessing grazing assistance for producers. Now, projects must address one or more of several priorities, including natural resource concerns, climate-smart agriculture, and forest practices, along with others. For more information, go to grants.gov. American Agra women are excited to announce the expansion of its annual Washington, D.C. flying event. The group is opening up the event to all women involved in agriculture and natural resource industries. The 2024 fly-in will be a historic gathering united women from across the country to make their voices heard on behalf of the agriculture industry at the nation's capital. The fly-in is scheduled from June 2nd through the 4th in Washington. The event promises a unique opportunity for women across the agriculture and natural resources sector to come together, share insights, and advocate for critical issues affecting their industries. Among the many key highlights of the event, several presentations will show attendees how to make an impact at the local, state, and federal levels of government, as well as discussions on regulations and how they impact producers. It's a chance to network with elected officials and other stakeholders. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Temperatures are expected to warm above freezing today and begin melting the snow in our ag weather forecast. Now, the warming trend will also continue with temperatures continuing to warm into the 40s through the end of the week with higher relative humidity values. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 32 to 37, relative humidities at 52 to 57%, west winds at 5 to 10, gusting to 20 early. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 13 to 18, relative humidities at 91 to 96%, west winds at 5 to 7, shifting to the northeast. For Friday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, highs 44 to 49, relative humidities at 52 to 57%, east winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs 40 to 45. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain, highs 45 to 50. Monday, mostly cloudy, rain likely, highs 45 to 50. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of rain and snow, highs 45 to 50.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you. And the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me can still upset you, but I've just got to make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. Yes, I'm leaving here a better man. I'm leaving here a better man.
It don't matter what plans I got, I can break 'em. Yeah, I can turn this thing around at the next red light. And I don't mind telling all the guys I can't meet 'em. Hell, we can all go raise some hell on any other night. Girl, I don't care, oh, I just gotta see what you're wearing. Your hair, is it pulled up or falling down? Oh, I just have to see it now. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night. Break my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime. A spot downtown that's rocking the way that you rock me. Ain't a bar that can make me buzz the way that you do. I could be on the front row of the best show and look down and see your face on my phone. And I'm gone so long, hang on, I'll meet you in a minute or two. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. Dead of the night, wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime. In the morning and you're feeling lonely and wondering what I'm doing, go ahead and call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night, wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime. Call me, call me, call me. Baby, you can crash my party anytime.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
And your hair's pulled back, and I bet you got no idea you're going way too fast. You're trying not to think about what went wrong, trying not to stop till you get where you're going. You're trying to stay awake, so I bet you turned on the radio and the song goes,
I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby. I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby, baby.
The highway won't hold you tonight, the highway don't know you're alive, the highway don't care if you're all alone, but I do, I do. The highway won't dry your tears, the highway don't need you here, the highway don't care if you're coming home, but I do. You got a dead cell phone in your shotgun seat. Yeah, I bet you're bending God's ear talking about me. You try not to let the first tear fall out. You try not to think about turning around. You try not to get lost in the sound. But that song is always on, so you sing along.
I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby. I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby.
The heat horizon off the road, the rainbows I've been chasing keep on fading before I find my pot of gold. and more I'm thinking that the only treasures that I'll ever know are long ago and far behind, wrapped up in my memories of home. Home was a swimming hole and a fishing pole and the feel of a muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mom would sing Amazing Grace while she hung out the clothes. Home was an easy chair with my daddy there and the smell of Sunday supper on the stove. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. Now the miles I put behind me ain't as hard as the miles that lay ahead. And it's way too late to listen to the words of wisdom that my daddy said. The straight and narrow path he showed me turned into a thousand winding roads. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. Home was a swimming hole and a fishing pole and the feel of a muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mom would sing Amazing Grace while she hung out the clothes. Home was an easy chair with my daddy there Sunday supper on the stove. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. The straight and narrow path he showed me turned into a thousand winding roads. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
So why in the hell does it feel like a different place?
Meet my friends for a girls' night out. Seems there ain't much to talk about. Same drinks that we're all raising, but all of the toasts just don't feel the same.
We used to be the life of the party. They wish they were, but now it's like they don't know how to act. Maybe they're like me and they want us back. It's like there's always an empty space. Those memories that nobody can erase of how bright. Yeah.